Hello and welcome to Tess Talks. This is your host, as always, Tess Amber. And today I am going to be doing a little story time for all of you. I will have you know that I have recorded. This is my third recording of today. And it's not... It's not because I wanted to record three times today. It's because the first time I recorded, it was going to be like, you know, where have I been for a year and what have I been up to? And just like a test update. But I started recording it and I was like, this is not like, I don't know. It was like sad and a little depressing. And I wanted to do something a little more upbeat because of quarantine life. And there's a lot of negativity in the world. So I just wanted to do something different and fun. And so then I started recording and I got through an entire episode of actually what I'm going to talk about today. And then I went to go edit the audio and your girl hit delete. So I literally deleted the entire audio on accident. I was very upset. I literally, that was like 3 hours ago. I had to step away and I had to seriously just like take some deep breaths because I was so angry. So this is take three. But the good news is that three times the charm, you know what I'm saying? So this is going to be the one. I feel it. So today I'm going to be talking about, well, first off, let me just say, I hope you're all staying healthy. I hope you're all washing your hands, isolating, distancing yourselves, literally quarantining in your homes or wherever you are safe, from the outside world. If you are an essential worker, I just want to say thank you so much for literally, continuing to go to work and, being there for the rest of us that need you. So thank you so much. And today I'm going to be talking about why I am afraid of bikes, scooters, skateboards, anything with wheels that is not a car. I am afraid of it. And for this reason, because, I have a little story for y'all. And I hope you enjoy. And I hope that, you know, yeah, honestly, you hear it and you're like, huh. And you kind of do some reflecting. It's almost like a PSA. If you will, because, it's just kind of like, We're just going to get into it. This has been the longest day of recording, believe me. So just bear with me. And I also want you to be warned that this story is a roller coaster, but it's all a happy ending because I'm alive, I'm well, I'm fine. You know, we all made it through. So here we go. Let's just get into it. So it was 2 days before seventh grade. So it was August of whatever year. And I was 12 or 13 or however old you are in seventh grade. I don't really know. And so, you know, it was a summer day. It was sunny. It was nice outside. And I was at my friend's house, Emily, shout out to you. And, we were hanging out with our other friend, Mackenzie. So it was just the three of us girls. And, you know, we were just hanging out and we wanted some lunch. So we decided to make some chicken patties. I don't know why that detail is so permanent in my brain, but it is. And so we heated up the oven and then, you know, we were like waiting for the oven to be warm to put the chicken in. And while it was heating up, Mackenzie and Emily were like, oh my God, let's go for a bike ride. And I was like, oh my God, I don't really want it. Can't we just like chill? Like, can't we just sit here and wait for the oven? Why do we have to like be physical and do something, you know? But they were very adamant about, you know, going on a bike ride and enjoying the weather. So we went on the bike ride. And before we left the house, I do remember feeling just this like gut feeling of like, I really don't want to go on this bike ride. Like, it's not that I like hated you know, going outdoors. It's just, I just really did not want to go on this bike ride. And looking back, I should have trusted my gut. But anyways, that's besides the point now. So Emily, we were at Emily's house and she lived and still lives actually in a neighborhood where she's like at the very, very back of the neighborhood. So she has, it's actually a large neighborhood and she's the literal end of it. So like you literally go all the way down the road and the very last, like it's a dead end and that's Emily's house. So me and my two girls, we rode our bikes on the street instead of the sidewalk and we were not wearing helmets. So like two red flags, you know, right there. So we get up to the front of the neighborhood and we're like, oh my God, okay, time to turn around. So we turn around and as we're riding on the street, Mackenzie and I decided that we would be cool and like try to basically, you know, like race each other. And so I was like, you know, swinging around on her side and then cutting in front of her. And we were basically just doing this figure eight motion, right? And so then I, because I really thought that I was super cool and like invincible, I tried to do this thing where I would get like really close to her and then I would just like zip around because for some reason I thought that I was like a motocross gal back in the day. So I did that. I attempted. And instead of, you know, going around her, my depth perception was a little off. And what ended up happening was my front tire hit her back tire. So Mackenzie's bike, you know, she was in front of me and my front tire hit her back tire. So I just kind of ran into her. And the last thing I remember is seeing Mackenzie jump off the side of her bike and landing in the grass. And I just remember being like, oh, shoot, what do I do? And then I remember sitting up in the street and I remember seeing my shoes because I was wearing Birkenstocks, which is another red flag. Wear closed-toed shoes that maybe tie, I don't know, that they stay on your feet when you're riding a bike. Just a little word of advice. But I remember seeing my shoes in the middle of the street and my phone. I had like a flip phone. I had it and it was sitting right next to me. And then I looked out in the street and passing by me was one of those hearse cars, you know, the ones that like carry the casket in the back. They're like black and they have, you know, like the really long back. I remember seeing that drive past me and I reached out to it and I mouthed, help me. And I couldn't breathe. I remember not being able to like feel breathe or get any air. And so in the back of my head, when I said, help me, I remember thinking, this is how I die. And then I fell back down, like I, you know, fell back on the ground. Mind you, Emily and Mackenzie will say that none of that happened, that after I fell off the bike, I just laid there. But truly, it did happen. I know it. I know it happened. They were there and they said it didn't happen. I just laid there. But I truly remember sitting up and seeing the car. I know for a fact that a car passed us. You can't tell me otherwise, okay? But anyways, so then when I fell back down on the ground, it got very, very dark. Like blacker than black. I don't know how to explain it besides just like the darkest. I can't even fathom like the color, but I just remember it being so dark. And then it got really, really white, bright, 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 like the sun. I was like, oh my, what is this? Like, get me some sunglasses. You know, it was very blinding. And then I was like sitting or kind of like not really sit, but just like lounging at the bottom of this tree. And I was hanging out, you know, and I look up in the tree and it was a man. And he was sitting in one of the tree branches. And he was very, very handsome. He was very good looking. He had like really nice skin. He looked like tan, you know, he had like an olive colored skin. And he was very pretty. I just remember being like, oh my, he's so pretty, you know? And I was like, oh my God, like I knew him. I was like, oh my God, hi, how you doing? And he's like, hey. And I was like, well, okay, you know, and we were chatting a little bit. And then I was like, you know, I'm ready to be with you. Like, I'm ready to come and be with you. And he said, no, you're not. And I was like, well, then why am I here if I'm not? And, you know, I was trying to be like, well, you know, but I'm here. So why am I not able to just, you know, come with you? And he kept telling me no, and it wasn't my time, and you know, he wasn't ready. And I was like, but I'm right here. I remember getting frustrated. Like, I just remember being like, okay, sir, I'm right here. What's the holdup? Do I have to sign a piece of paper? Like, what is the issue? And we were like bickering almost. And I was very persistent in the fact that, like, you know, I was ready to come. I was ready to be with him. And he just kept saying no, no, no. And then finally, he said, you know, Tess, you're going to be fine. And when he said the word fine, he like reached out his hand almost as if he was going to touch my forehead. But when he did that, I basically like I became conscious again. Like I became two, as one would say. And I remember I like couldn't catch my breath. Like I was like like deep breathing. It was like it was very hard for me to catch my breath and breathe normally. And I was surrounded by paramedics and, you know, all of these people. I don't know who, but all of these people were around me. And I remember the paramedics just kept saying, like, Tess, just keep taking deep breaths and calm down, relax. And I was like, woman, I am trying. It was a woman paramedic. But I was just like, do you think I don't know to catch my breath? Like, I'm really trying. But seriously, it was like the hardest thing to breathe. And then we were in the ambulance and they were asking me all sorts of questions about, like, you know, my family and what kind of car they drive. And I was like, what? I don't know. You know, like, I was like, I am a 12-year-old girl. I have no idea what is happening. Like, I was so confused. But then when I got to the hospital, they put me in a room and they were checking me out. I had really bad cuts on my hands and my legs and my arms. Luckily there was no like severe, injuries that I sustained. Thank you. But I mean, you know, my ribs were like really, they were not in good shape. My back, they were really concerned about like my back and my spine. But I remember they were, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but you know, I have to find some humor in this story, as do all of us. But they were cleaning my wounds because on my hand, I had like really deep cuts, you know, like, you know, when you go through like the first layer of skin and then there's like the second layer and then the bone, my cuts were so deep in the second layer that it was like white. Like my skin was like, I'm obviously a white person, but like, like white, like snow white. They were very, it was like bleach white. Okay. Does that make any sense? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the second layer of skin, but it was the second layer of skin that it got to. And they were cleaning out like all of my, cause I had like debris, like road debris and like pebbles in my skin. And they were cleaning all of it out. And my mom walked in the room and I was trying so hard to like hold it together and not cry. But then she walked in the room and she immediately started crying. So then I did too. And she was like, oh my God, I thought you were unconscious. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm just, you know, getting my wounds cleaned. And, but yeah. And then my whole family was there when I was finally released from the hospital. My family was there and I have the best family in the world. They all stayed and they were very concerned. And, yeah. So that is why, I have a phobia of bikes and anything, that is basically on wheels that doesn't have a seatbelt or, you know, doors or a window. And I know it's crazy. Have I ridden a bike since? That is a very good question. And the answer is yes, I have. Not by choice, by force. Unfortunately, my friends and family have really just pushed me and they're like, Tess, come on, it's just a bike. Like, you've ridden a bike your whole life. And I'm like, yeah, I have. But have you fallen off and hurt yourself? Because not a lot of people that I know have done that. So, anyway, so every time there, I remember this one time my cousins really wanted to go on a bike ride with me, with my brother, And so they put me on a bike and everyone sped off before me. So I was like way in the back, which I was fine with. You know, I didn't really want to go fast because that's what happened the last time. So I was going real slow. I was going my own pace. And they were like, oh, we're approaching a hill. And so I was going down the hill on my bike, picking up speed, you know, velocity. And I seriously was having a panic attack. It's like a true fear. It's like a PTSD thing, you know. I'm sure it's real in some aspect. I don't know. It's never been diagnosed. But, you know, it's pretty noticeable when it happens. And then recently, more recently, actually, I was in Mizzou. And my friends who I have interned with, shout out to all of you, you know who you are. I was, you know, hanging out with them and they were like, oh my God, it's like a nice sunny day. Let's go get on a bird, you know, like those bird scooters. So I was like, well, let's just maybe walk, you know, and they did not like that idea. They were like, let's just really take the scooter. Like, how fun is that? It's like a motorized scooter. And I panicked, of course, and then I was riding it and I was going very slow, and every bump that I hit on the road, I seriously, like, my heart skipped a beat every time. And then the guys that I was with, they were like coming up and they were zooming around me and they were making me all nervous, and I literally screamed at them. I was like, get away from me. Like, it was rough. It was really rough. So like, that's just like my little phobia. If anyone else has a phobia of bikes or, you know, scooters or anything, like, please just let me know. That way I know I'm not alone. And then we can maybe, start like a support group or just something for us to know that it's okay and we will get through it. I literally, even watching someone ride a bike, even on TV, I get nervous for them. Like, it's so bad. It's rough. It's really rough. However, in light of all of this, people have asked me, you know, so like, do you think that you saw God or Jesus? And my answer is always yes. Now, I know you're thinking, so that means that, like, you are like a true hard believer in God and Jesus and, you know, heaven and all that stuff. And I will say that at the time of the accident, I was going to a Catholic school. I was raised in a Catholic home. My whole family is, you know, was raised in religion, and it always had a place in my childhood. So at the time, it really wasn't a question that if I saw God, because it was a yes for sure. And now, I definitely still think that I saw God and talked to him. But, you know, as I've gotten older, it's hard for me to just be like, God is so true and so real. And I've just had a lot of questions, I guess. And since I've only, quote unquote, seen him once, I haven't really had the chance in my adult years to ask, you know, any more questions that I have. But you can interpret that however you want. If you think that, you know, we all have our own beliefs. I'm just going to leave it at that. We all have our own beliefs. But yeah, so it was really crazy. And every time I tell that story, everyone's like amazed by it. And I too am still like, I still tell the story and I'm like, it doesn't seem real. You know, it really just doesn't seem, it seems like a very distant memory. However, it still affects me today. And while I can still, you know, I can like get on a stationary bike for cycling class, which I do enjoy, I literally can't even get on a bike without panicking. It's like, so it's horrible, but you know, it's just something that makes me. sorry. That's just super cliche. You know how everyone says that? Like, it's something that I am like proud of because it makes me, which it does make me, and it is just a fun little, fun little fact about your girl. But at the same time, it's actually very annoying because I'm like, you know, I do enjoy bike riding. Like, it's a fun thing and it's good for you. It's like, it's a good exercise. And, you know, when the weather starts to get nice again, people do it all the time. My family rides bikes a lot and I can never join in on the fun because they do look like they're having fun. So I don't know, maybe one day I'll get over the fear, but probably not going to happen. And if it does, no, I can't even imagine. Oh my God, I'm getting nervous just thinking about me riding a bike again. So, okay. Anyways, that's my story time for you. I also just wanted to touch on a few things that I have come to think about during my quarantine because, I am alone. I am alone during this quarantine. Now, that's not to say that I have been alone, like solely, exclusively alone for the past 3 weeks, but I have seen my mother. So, you know, that's fine. So I've seen like the immediate family who have also been isolating, but I have not seen a friend. I have not seen a single friend of mine in 3 weeks. And I wish that I could express the agony that that I have over that because, you know, my friends, they're like, they're just the best. And I just miss them. I just miss them. And if you have seen your friends during this quarantine and had the opportunity to do that, I am very envious. However, I question, are you safe? Are you making sure that you're safe and you're not going to a lot of public places? That's all I'm going to say. I'm just advocating for those who are doing their best to get this thing over with, you know, sooner than later, because it looks like for the next few weeks, we're going to be hanging out by our lonesome. So anyways, but I really do hope that, you know, everyone is trying their best to stay active during this time and not just sit on the couch and watch Netflix. Although that is what I have been doing majority of my days. However, I did make a weekly schedule. So I have a little guidelines as to what I want to do during the day. But sometimes it doesn't always happen and that's okay because it's okay to have lazy days. Do not make yourself crazy if you don't have a lazy day. But moving on from that subject, I really would love to hear your feedback on literally anything from my podcast. I really want to just kind of reach a bigger audience, and I want this one to be better than the last one. So that being said, I'm going to keep this one a little shorter because I know that now people are not driving to work. They're not driving home from work. So they don't have as much just like, you know, I guess I could say dead time to listen to podcasts, especially when the podcasts are like an hour long. So I'm just going to keep this one short, you know, put a little story out there. Hopefully it maybe opened your eyes to something. This is not really an inspirational story at all. It's kind of more of like a whoa, you know. But if you've ever questioned a phobia of yours, know that I have a crazy phobia too. And even looking at a bike will scare me. So, you know, we're all crazy in our own way. I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay. But thank you for listening and wash your hands and wash your surfaces that you touch. Wash your phone. I'm telling you, wash that dang phone. Okay. Wash your hands. That's all right. That's my piece.